跟大家分享神的话语。
So let's get started.
我们来一起开始。
So our church theme,
我们教会的主题
is equipped to serve,
彼此建造
and compelled to share.
见证基督。
I think this church theme with the Rupert and the Watchmen have come up with. So we're trying to help people obtain the best that Jesus has for us and for our families.
我想我们教会的主题主要是要帮助我们能够获得那个耶稣基督所为我们准备那最美好的东西。
So we might have a question. How are we going to obtain the best that Jesus has for us?
所以我们可能会问说我们如何去得到那个耶稣基督为我们准备那最好的东西。
So I want to start with a video by Francis Chan. He's probably a lot of you know him. He's a famous evangelist, I guess you would call him, or who's a pastor.
我要借着那个 Francis Chan 的一个视频来开始。
So let's watch the video.
让我们一起来看。
Let's just imagine this thing goes on forever. Now imagine that this rope is a timeline of your existence. You just exist forever. You see this red part? This would represent your time on earth. You've got a few short years here on earth, and then you've got all of eternity somewhere else. This is your existence. And what blows me away is some of you, all you think about is this red part. It's all you think about. You're consumed with this. You go, oh man, I can't wait till here. You know, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to save so I can really enjoy this part right here. And you're consumed with that. And you're thinking, oh man, am I going to get to travel? Am I going to eat well? Am I going to do this during this part? And I'm like, are you kidding me? What about all this stuff? It's crazy to me because the Bible teaches that what I do during this little red part determines how I'm going to exist millions and millions and millions of years forever. And so why would I spend this little red part trying to make myself as comfortable as possible, enjoying myself as much as I can? Paul says, look, I'm going to live my life for this mission. I'm going to spend my life, invest my life for this moment when I cross that finish line. See, I'm going to forget about all this stuff I could enjoy, and I'm not going to look around. I'm going to be like a runner, just looking at the moment when I face God, because when I face Him, then I don't get this chance over again. We get one chance at this life on earth, and it can end at any second for any of us. We've got one chance at this, and then comes eternity. And I'm not going to be fooled. I'm not going to spend my life down here. See, people look at some of my decisions and go, oh, you're so stupid because that's going to really affect this. I go, no, you're stupid because that's going to affect all of this. Man, I'm serious. I look at the way people live and I go, wow, that is so crazy. You are so crazy. You're going to do that right now, just to enjoy right now, not even knowing if you have tomorrow, and you think that's smart and that I'm dumb?
Okay.
我试着来总结一下，那个我们的生存就像那个视频的那个 Francis Chan 说，我们的生存就像一条很长的绳子，然后那个绳子那个有很短的一节，那个红色的部分是我们在世上的生命，然后其他的部分很长很长的是永恒，但是很多时候我们只注重那个红色的部分，而不舍我们在地上所做的是跟那个永恒有关系的。
So I've heard Francis Chan speak a few times.
我听过 Francis Chan 讲道讲过几次。
He's always very challenging.
大澡堂是给人家很多的挑战。
But when I came across this video, I was quite kind of taken, strongly affected by it.
但是我看到这个视频，我深深的受到影响。
Like, oh shoot, what do I do?
糟糕了，我该怎么办？
Am I doing the right things? What, you know?
我是不是做一些对的事情呢？
And our theme, this year has a lot about doing things, right? Equipped to serve and compelled to share.
我们的今年的教会的主题有很多是要做些什么，就是彼此建造，见证基督。
But where is the good news in this concept of eternity, right? There's got to be some good news. It's the gospel, after all.
在永恒的角度来看，是说那个好消息在哪儿？毕竟这是福音，那个好消息在哪儿
？And if I find it quite understandable, if people wouldn't realize there's a connection between what we do here and what happens in eternity.
如果我们人家不知道说现在地上所做的跟那个永恒有什么关系的话，这一点我是可以理解的。
When I was growing up, I didn't think of this concept at all.
我在长大的时候根本没有想去想这些事情。
Heaven was just a good place to go when you die.
天堂只是你死后去的一个好地方。
I didn't really think about a connection of what I do now versus that would affect eternity.
我没有想到说我在地上所做的影响永恒。
Once I became a Christian, I did start thinking about it.
但是我成了基督徒之后，我开始思考这个问题。
Once I became a Christian, first thing I started to do was read the Bible.
我成为基督徒，我第一件做的事就是读圣经。
But when I came across these verses, I kind of put them aside.
所以当我读到这些经文的时候，我先把它搁在一边。
So I didn't really know what to think.
因为我不知道说要如何去对这些事情思考。
Do not store up treasures on earth. But that's what I was working for all the time.
那经文告诉我们说不要积财宝在地上，但是我所做的一切正是在积财宝在地上。
So, what to do about this? That's what I want to explore today.
所以我们今天我要跟大家探讨的是这个问题。
I think we already read. Was that the Matthew verse we read at first?
Yeah, that's Matthew.
Matthew. Okay. So let's just read. We're going to read the parallel verse.
我们要读有相关的经文。
In Luke.
在路加福音。
It's Luke 12:32-34.
路加福音十二章32-34节。
Do not be afraid.Little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near, no moth destroys. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进、虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
So I don't know if you have the same, if that verse has the same effect on you as it does on me.
我不知道那个段经文对你的影响是不是跟对我的影响一样。
But when I read this verse, my attention immediately goes to sell your possessions and give to the poor.
当我读的经文的注意力就在那个变卖你一切所有周济穷人。
Like what? I have to give my possessions to the poor?
我要这么做吗？
But really, the emphasis is more on treasures in heaven, right? On the verse, when you read it, after you read the whole thing, also don't forget the Father is pleased to give us.The kingdom, right?
其实那个重点是在那个积财宝在天上。
Those are also.
不要忘了那个经文告诉我们说，天父愿把国赐给我们。
Those are also important.
那这一些也很重要的。
So, one of the things that I have kind of tried to puzzle out in my life is what are treasures.
我一直在思考的是什么是财宝。
Let's try to kind of define that a little bit first. Okay, so there is a verse I think talks, kind of gives us an idea about treasures. It's in Luke 16:8-9.
路加福音16章8到9节，可以跟我们讲一下那个财宝到底是什么回事。
So I'll read that now. And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by the means of wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings.
路加福音16:8-9节，主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
So I've always had this idea that treasures in heaven refers to the people we serve, the people we help, the people we bring to Jesus.
我一直有这个想法，那个天上的财宝是指那些我们服侍的人，我们带到主面前的人。
And the great thing is, when we go to heaven, we don't have to be alone in this house, right? We have lots of friends. That sounds like a really good thing.
对啊，那很棒的一件事是我们到天堂的时候，我们不孤单，还有其他的朋友在。
The Bible alludes to heaven in many different places. Small allusions.
经文在很多地方提到有关那个天堂的事情。
And Jesus talks about one of the places where Jesus alludes to what's in heaven is he says he's going there to build a house, make a house for us, or build a house for us, and it will have many rooms, and I guess soon that implies there's going to be a lot of fun people there.
耶稣告诉我们说他会到天堂盖个房子，那边有许多房间为我们准备。
And I hope I get to stay in the Chinese section because that's where all the fun people are.
Say it again.
I said I want to be in the Chinese section because that's the fun
people. Okay. 那他要希望说能够被分派在那个中国人的地方。
But as I was kind of preparing for this message, I started to think about treasures, and I realized that you can't really limit it to just people, right?
对，当我在准备这个信息的时候，我在想说那个财宝并不能仅限于那个人。
God is infinite. Heaven is also infinite.
神是无尽的，天堂也是无尽的。
It's hard to you can't define God. We can't do that. We can't define heaven either.
我没办法给神或者天堂一个定义。
I don't think.
我至少我这样认为。
So like, just like treasure on earth, it could be gold or silver or gems or rare cars, jade, maybe a patent on a battery.
就像那个地上的财宝可能是指金银、珠宝、稀有的那个古老的车、玉或者那个电池的专利。
Just the same, treasures in heaven can refer to, I think it can refer to a lot of different things.
同样的那个天上的财宝可以指很多的东西。
Having time to enjoy being with Jesus.
与耶稣基督在一起的时间。
Ask him all the questions that we have.
问他所有的一切问题。
Seeing the universe, you know, all over the place. Whatever things we're doing up there, there's many things, I think.
对，有很多事情可以做。
And these things are eternal.
这些都是永恒的事情。
But this verse speaks of that somehow we can obtain these things by the things we do here.
这经文好像告诉我们说，我们可以达到，根据我们所做的，可以达到，拿到这些事情，东西。
So we're talking about treasure.
我们在讨论那个财宝。
That's a good thing, right?
财宝是件好事情吗？
Treasure, I mean, if someone came in here and said, hey, there's a pile of gold in the parking lot, right? Wouldn't you want to go out there and get some, or at least see it, right?
若有人进来告诉你那个停车场有一大堆的黄金，是不是要跑出去看呢？
But gold just doesn't lay around in the parking lot, most of the time anyway, unless it falls off a truck or something. And then we have to go after it somehow, right? And to go after treasure, I think it helps to be equipped. So I want to use an analogy. And analogies always break down. There are a lot of analogies in the Bible, but if you try to apply it too literally, it won't work. But the analogy of mining that I want to use is mining for gold. Recently, I've been spending some time in the Sierras, and we know the history of the Sierras is a lot of it is about mining for gold. I started to be aware of this. So my family and I visited a park near Sacramento on the American River that is about the history of mining gold. And there's a place on the river that is designated as a place where you can look for gold in the river. And I was there with my family. They were not that interested. And there was one other young woman that was just happened to be there with us. And she and I were digging around in the sand in the at the edge of the water looking for gold.
Right?
I really have anything else better to do, so I was just digging around in the sand. I didn't find anything. But the young woman standing next to me actually found a small piece of gold. And suddenly I was very interested. So I spent a couple more hours there just digging around in the sand. And I didn't find anything. I was so frustrated. But I wasn't equipped. I was just looking with my hand, right? When you're mining for gold, I realized it really helps to have a pick, a shovel, a gold pan. You'll be a lot more effective if you have the proper equipment. And another thing that really helps is to know where to look. I think in mining that's called prospecting. But when you're prospecting, you're looking for the opportunity to find a lot of gold, find a lot of treasure. The same way, one of the things we need to do is to look for opportunities. So I want to give an example. And the example I want to give is that of the missionary we support. Probably a lot of you know him because we get his emails. But Bob Clinton with First Love. So he went to Nepal, and he started, you remember when he first went there, he just kind of went to look around. He was kind of prospecting, right? And then he found these opportunities to build homes. And what did he build homes for? A lot of orphans and a lot of widows. I
was
like, wow, that is a great opportunity. Because it's very clear, right? James 1:27 tells us
告诉我们
Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
雅各书一章二十七节说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
So this is a great opportunity, right? He struck the mother lode.
所以这是很好的机会，他踩到宝了。
His treasures in heaven, you know, he's going to have a lot of them, I think.
他在天上的财宝是很多。
But when I look at what Bob's doing over there, it's like, I think, well, maybe I should go do that. And then I realize I'm really not equipped to do that.
我看到 Bob 所做的，我在想说我是不是也要做同样的事情。
At least
但是我意识到说我自己并没有装备好这么做。
So we can't all go to Nepal and serve widows and orphans, probably. So where are our opportunities?
我们并不是每个人可以去尼泊尔去服侍孤儿寡妇。但是我们的其他的机会在哪里呢？
When I first became a Christian, I was confused about where to look for opportunities.
我当基督徒的时候，刚开始的时候，我蛮困惑的，有关要怎么样的寻找那种机会。
Looking back, I can see that to the extent of my faithfulness, God led me to opportunities that were really awesome and fun, and I think to some extent fruitful.
现在回顾起来，根据我的信心，所有的信心，曾带领我到一些机会，能够稍微有一些成果。
So in the process of looking for those opportunities to do something, I don't know exactly what it was. God was equipping me, I realized. Looking back, I realized that.
在那个寻找机会的过程当中，神正在那个建造我。
At the time I became a Christian, I was going to Bible studies and attending church. That's mostly what my activities consisted of.
我刚成为基督徒的时候，我就开始去查经跟上教堂。
It probably took 3 or 4 years before I really started serving. When I came to our church, it's been like 3 or 4 years here.
所以我开始服侍之前还大约有三四年的时间，我才开始服侍。
So I think equipping is a process. I think of it as a process.
装备建造是个过程。
I think God blessed me with certain abilities and gifts that I could use.
神赐给我一些才能，一些能力。
And I think one of the most useful abilities to this day, but especially at first, was driving a car.
最有用的一个能力就是说我会开车。
In my first serving, I spent a lot of time just driving people to church.
所以我刚刚服侍的时候是车很多人来到教会。
And then,driving people to my house for Bible study.
然后车人到我家里查经。
And it kind of grew as that progressed, grew into, you know, working, having meetings for youth at my house, where we did Bible study and taught the young people. And oh my, what treasures they are!
然后就发展到青少年就在我家聚会。这是多大的采访。
The young people that I meet in this church are just so amazing and so beautiful, and we are having at the back half of that whole time, 70 or 80 young people at our house, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Sometimes.
那些年轻人都很可爱，我们。有过七十多个人在我们家聚会，礼拜三、礼拜五跟礼拜六都在我们家。
My wife and I both loved it. My wife was a little more tired than I was, but we loved it.
我跟我太太都很喜欢这么做。
So, things, our abilities and the things that we do may start small, but over time, you know, God is growing them. I think.
刚开始起步可能。
But I think it's important to note that equipping can mean removal as much as addition.
所以装备建造不仅是加添给你东西，也可能是取掉一些东西。
So I want to use an analogy.
我要用另外一个例子。
Another analogy. An analogy is another treasure, diamonds, right?
这是用那个钻石来做比喻。
So the diamonds start out rough. I mean, on the left we have the diamond kind of found in a rough state, right?
在左边的那个是钻石的原石，很粗糙的样子。
So you can see this one needs a lot of stuff to be removed, right?
我们看到说那个原石需要除掉很多东西。
Once that black stuff is removed, then it comes out looking kind of like a crystal, and then it's cut to be a diamond.
然后黑色东西拿掉的时候就变成金片。
So it's a lot of removal to get to the really shiny part.
所以需要除去很多粗糙的地方，才能够到那个光亮的地方。
So I think, looking back at my life, it was kind of like I was kind of like a rough diamond, right? Jesus had to knock off a lot of stuff that I didn't need to be able to shine brightly for Jesus.
对，我就像那个钻石的原石一样，耶稣需要在我生命当中去掉、除去很多东西。
So I'll use one example from my life, and that is the focus on money.
我用我生命的一个例子，就是我对钱的重视。
Now I have a pile of money.
我有一笔钱。
It's not a big pile, but it's mine.
是很大笔钱，但是是我的。
And I like to go on my bank's website and look at it.
我喜欢到我银行的网站，然后看那个存款。
Wow, that's great.
很棒。
How can I make it bigger?
我如何让那个存款更大？
So as I'm strategizing about this, you know, I'm starting to think, wait a minute, what if somebody sues me?
但是我刚跟我一直在想这些事情的时候，我就想说，若有人那个向我起诉呢？
What if I get I become a victim of identity theft?
我的身份被人家偷窃呢？
I have 4 kids.
我有4个小孩,
and they're really expensive.
然后他们花很多钱,
they're from 30 down to 23 and they're still expensive.
他们30到23岁，但是他们还是花钱的。
What if they need a lot of money?
他们若需要很多钱呢?
What if the stock market crashes?
哦，是那个股市崩盘呢?
What if there is an earthquake in California and all the real estate becomes valueless?
加州有地震，然后房地产都不值钱了。
So staring at my money actually makes me feel worse rather than better.
一直专注在我的钱，让我更感觉不安。
It can also stall or degrade the process of my being equipped, you know, if I'm focusing on that.
这也会影响拖延我被建造的过程。
So removing the primacy of money, getting my priorities straight, was one of the things God had to knock off me.
除去我对金钱的重视，还有让我调整我的优先次序，是神在我建造我的过程当中所重要的一部分。
I think for me, removing that perceived need for more money was accomplished by God through His provision of enough.
神借着他足够的供应，让我
How much money is enough?
要有多少钱才够呢?
But it wasn't my effort. I didn't consciously think about it every day, but I slowly stopped thinking as much about money and began thinking about doing Bible studies or something.
So 并不是靠着我自己的努力才能够达成这个地步，而是渐渐地转移我的
How can we use money? What's the best return on investment? So it's not talking about what not to do, but what to do, right?
并不是说什么不可以做, 而是说我们要做什么。
So when you think about what to do, we have to think about what do we want from God.
如果我们想到说我们要做什么, 那我们想说我们从神那边要得到什么。
So like, I feel like if we don't want anything from God, it makes it hard for Him to give us things.
我在想说我们如果向神并没有什么要求的话, 那神就没有什么给我们。
It's not that hard to understand. It's like, if I need a wrench, but I don't know what a wrench is, and somebody hands me a wrench, I'm going to say, what is this? Throw it away. I won't be able to use it. If you don't want it, if you don't know what you need, you won't be able to understand what's being given to you.
如果我需要某一个工具, 然后我并不知道那个工具的用途的话, 你给我那个工具, 我也不知道要怎么去用。
So how do we start?
我们如何开始?
Yeah, from looking back, I think that was an important question for me to ask. Like, I was very confused about how to start. I think we start with small steps.
我们如何开始? 那我想我们是从小事情开始。
For me, the serving kind of started in the nursery.
我开始侍奉的时候是在那个孤婴的方面。
That lasted one day.
只有一天的时间。
I don't know if I was equipped to be in the nursery.
因为我想我并没有装备好录音。
That's how I started, and then that didn't work out. And I went on to try something else.
那不行的话，我就试着别的别种服饰。
But church is a really good place, I think, to find, to start to understand and begin to find out what those opportunities are we have to obtain treasure.
教会是很好找机会的地方，能够积财宝在天上。
And I think it's really important to understand the humbleness or humility of us and the small nature of that start is important for us in our beginning steps of walking with Jesus.
我们刚起步的时候，谦卑是非常重要的，然后就慢慢的从小步骤开始。
So in relation to what we think about God, you know, I think one thing that is important for us to remember about Jesus is that He will not forget even the smallest thing that we do for Him.
有关我们跟神的关系，我们要忘记说我们在那个最小的一个人身上所做的事情，耶稣不会忘记。
The littlest thing you might not remember.
所做的最的事，你可能不记得。
But God remembers, and this is how we know. And this is Matthew 25:34-40. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. I was sick, and you... Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it for me. And that's eternal treasure.
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的。 可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候你做客旅留你住，或是赤身肉体给你穿？” 来看你呢？王耀回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
I think we all can find something simple in there we can do.
我们可以找到一个比较简单的事情来做。
It seems like a little thing.
感觉上只是一个小事情。
But I like to bring up, I don't really have time to talk about the loaves and the fishes, the parable.
我想到五饼二鱼的事。
But you think about the disciples they brought, they found, actually a young child brought a few fish and a few loaves of bread, and he gave it to Jesus.
有个孩童带了个一些饼一些鱼，然后给耶稣。
And he fed 5,000 people with it.
然后就五饼二鱼就喂饱了那五千多个人。
And there were 12 baskets left over. There was an abundance.
还有剩下了十二篮子的。
What you bring to Jesus, He will use to bless people abundantly.
所以你献给耶稣的，他会用来丰富的祝福别人。
So I want to summarize and close.
就让我来做个总结。
In this way, there are many, many terrible, awful things happening and have been happening on this earth.
在世上有很周围有很多不好的事情发生。
But there are also many former terrible bad people who have been forgiven, who are building up God's kingdom here and in heaven.
也有很多曾经是恶人，但是被神赦免，他们在地上建立神的国。
It seems to me that these verses compel us to choose a side.
所以这些经文，激励我们要做个选择。
And I think.By you all being here, sitting in these chairs, listening to me ramble on and on,
所以你们坐在这里来听我讲道
shows that you have chosen a side.
告诉我你们已经做了一个选择
the right side.
对的选择
And I hope you can just look around and see the amazing treasures that God has brought here today.
所以你看看左右神所带来的一些财宝
And.You look around and see there's room for more.
看看也还有空位可以多带一些人来。
So I hope this gives you like the joy of knowing that God has some great stuff in store for your life.
希望这能够带给你喜乐，能够知道说是对你有很美好的计划。
And I just want to close with prayer. Father God, we are so thankful.
天父，我们感恩。
That you have invested in us,
对我们身上所做的投资,
that you have brought us out of darkness,
把我们带出黑暗,
that you have removed the things that keep us from shining for you,
除去那影响我们为你发光的东西,
and we pray that you open our eyes to the opportunities that we have serve you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray.
求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到服侍你的机会，向祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Thanks for letting me be here today.
谢谢。
我们谢谢贵给我们这么好的讯息。